that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would not. So good, so good. I got you.
Oh, yeah, I feel good today, and I want to welcome Dr. Brian Slomovitz. He recently started the Ovarian Cancer Early Detection Clinic at UHealth. He's their new director of the Division of Gynecologic Oncology at UHealth. Dr. Slomovitz, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Jim, and thanks for having me on today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Now, before we get rolling, tell us a little bit about the clinic. I hear it's a one-stop shop for all kinds of good stuff.
Yeah, so, as an oncologist, oftentimes we're treating women with cancer, and it could be frustrating at times, and it's difficult for the physicians and the patients. One of the keys that we're doing is we really want to try to better detect and early detect cancers in our patients, and really offer a way to hopefully prevent cancer and prevent the bad outcomes that cancer could bring. The clinic that we're opening up just this month, which is Ovarian Cancer Awareness Month, is an early detection clinic, a place where women can come in, see a gynecologic oncologist, they can meet with a genetic counselor, they get their ultrasound, they actually get their ultrasound report all at the same time in the same place. So we're really making it not only comprehensive, but also convenient for the patients of our community.
You know, this has to be one of the scariest things that could happen to anybody with the big C and a lady with the ovarian cancer. What do you guys do to help people feel more comfortable during the process?
Yeah, that's a great question. And, we're now don't only focus on the best screening techniques and the best biologic testing that's available, but we also, we understand there's more to it than just the medical aspects. There's the emotional aspects, the social aspects. We have a nurse navigator just for this early detection clinic. So once the patient calls in, it's a well woman, calls in, they'll be appropriately screened to make sure that they are appropriate to come to this clinic. And once they come into the Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Center, there's not only the top physicians, but also top integrative medicine with support services, social services, massage therapy, animal therapy, any type of social support, emotional support they need, we have available at the center.
You know, we have on a somewhat regular basis, Ashwin Mehta, who, yes. I'm sure he's part of your team on a number of your cases. And the thing that I like most, and I, read about it every week, the integrative approach to medicine, it's just not BS over there. You guys really put a team together that talks with not only a positive outcome from the cancer side, but a positive outcome from the patient's holistic side.
Exactly, exactly. That's a great point. Again, cancer, it's more than just writing prescriptions and more than giving an IV chemotherapy. We understand that the patients have to go home and live with the side effects of the treatments that we give them, the emotional side effects of just having a cancer. Even their families and their friends, they need the support as well to help. It's a whole team that we've put together that can really help patients once they're diagnosed with cancer to get through the process, which is really oftentimes overlooked at other centers where really places that don't treat as much cancer that we do.
Well, let's take a step back. Somebody, and you said it earlier, and it was a nuance in your response. Ooh, that's a great radio word, nuance. I don't think that they say that word too much on the radio. But you gave a nuanced response because you talked about the people that come to your clinic, the women that come to your clinic, they're well. So,
yes.
So what is it that would make somebody seek you out?
That's a great point. So in addition, obviously, once a woman's diagnosed with cancer, they know they need to see an oncologist. The purpose of this clinic, and really one of the purposes of what we want to do at Sylvester, is offer ways not only to treat the cancer patients, but to treat those patients before they get a cancer. So in specifically a clinic like this, we are looking for those women who are quote-unquote high risk. Sometimes a woman doesn't know if they're high risk or not, and that's one of the purposes of the clinic, to have them come in. They'll meet with myself or one of my other gynecologic oncologists. They'll meet with a genetic counselor and our genetic counseling team. They'll also get an ultrasound, a pelvic ultrasound, which sometimes is very important in the workup of a potential ovarian cancer. And we'll determine whether or not they are at high risk.
Well,
now, once we've identified that they're at high risk, then those women will follow along with us periodically, either every 3 months, every 6 months, yearly, to help again, to determine what's the best way to prevent them getting a cancer. So all this is happening before they are even that cancer patient that requires all those other services.
Well, it sounds to me like this is a bunch of pretty logical stuff put together in one box under one roof. This must be all over South Florida you could do this.
This is what we're going to expand it not only at the main campus, the Sylvester campus in Miami, but we will be offering this early detection clinic at the other Sylvester satellite sites, including Deerfield, which we're opening next month, and the other sites as well, Plantation and Kendall.
Wow, that sounds great. So then anybody in South Florida can get into your program. Is this program offered at other hospitals?
Right now it's only offered at the hospitals that we cover. It's a program that we've initiated here at U of M and Sylvester, and you know we want to be able to offer to women of the community.
Well, that sounds great. How do people, women, and I guess that you could be a man with a friend that has ovaries that might be interested in this, how do they find you?
So the best thing to do, we do have information on the internet at the Sylvester Cancer Center webpage, but also our telephone number, which I can give you, and please feel free to put it on your website, is 305-243-5302.
Yeah, could you please go a little slower and repeat the phone number again? I make a little joke that we have Jets fans listening, but it's really my little device I use for people to have a chance to get a pen because we didn't give much of a heads up and alert. Okay, if you or someone you love is at high risk of ovarian cancer, and how would they know that, doctor?
Well, I was going to interrupt you. If they're at high risk or if they're not sure that they're at high risk.
How do they know?
Well, if they know a family member that could have had ovarian cancer, or not only ovarian cancer, if they have a family member with a long history of other cancers, breast cancer is oftentimes associated with ovarian cancer.
Okay,
cancers can be associated.
I didn't listen to Dr. Meisner, and I cut you off three times. So please finish your thought. I'm going to take a breath. Go.
Sure. So it's not if they have a personal history or a family history of breast cancer, colon cancer. Family history of women with ovarian cancer, oftentimes patients don't know, and we want them to call. We don't want them to assume that they know everything. We want to be able to help them determine whether or not they're high risk or not.
All right. Now, all of our friends out there that needed the pen got it. So Dr. Brian Slomovitz from the Ovarian Cancer Early Detection Clinic at UHealth and the director of the Division of Gynecologic Oncology at UHealth, how do they reach you by phone?
The telephone number is 305-243-5302.
Oh, Dr. Slomovitz, you can come back anytime to give out the phone number. You were great today. You were great on that. But more than that, you were great on helping people understand that they can find out what's going on and do it in a comfortable, broad-based, integrated way that will absolutely maximize their chance for a good outcome in both physical and mental health.
Thank you very much, Jim. Thanks for having me on today.
It's my pleasure. Dr. Slomovitz, our special UHealth guest today. Make sure that if you or someone you know has a high risk or thinks they might have a risk for ovarian cancer, make sure you get to this early detection center at UHealth. We'll be right back after this short break. I'm going to talk about where did all the jobs go and when are they coming back? Back after this.